everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I am your host, the Coupon Queen Ben. Happy Friday, guys, and you know what time it is. It's one of your favorite times of the week. It's shower or karaoke time, where we take three songs and we let you know whether they're shower worthy or karaoke worthy. And this week, guys, we have a guest. So before we get into everything, let's take a moment out for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark from the Mark the Shark of MMA Show, and you are listening to CQP Moments.
This ought to be amazing. This ought to be amazing.
My pick. Oh my goodness.
Welcome to Shower of Karaoke, where we find out whether that song should be sung at karaoke or stuck in the shower. Now please welcome your hosts, Angelica and the Coupon Queen Band.
It's shower karaoke time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queen Band.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in on another episode of Shower or Karaoke, where we pick a song of our choice and decide whether it's shower worthy, leaving it in the shower, or karaoke worthy. Let's take that song out in the town. But before we even get started, how are you doing, Coupon Queen Pen?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic because we have a guest host joining us.
Woohoo!
And we want to welcome Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. How are you doing?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, yes, I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
We're good. We're good.
Definitely. But I want the listeners to know, Ken, tell us your podcast and what it is about.
Well, you know, my podcast is called Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And, you know, it's about, you know, inspirational quotes, interview people who have brands, who want to build up their brands, and talk about me too about a bit, and play some music, you know.
Well, to all my listeners, you definitely got to check out his podcast. And Ken, where can we find your podcast?
You can find it on Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, and many more.
Well, there you have it. You can find him almost in all major podcast platforms. Definitely all his information is going to be in the show notes for you. But I'm so excited to have a guest host, another one. This
I know.
Shower karaoke has been like hot, hot, hot during these quarantine times. Get what I'm saying?
Well, I'm happy to be here. So.
Well, I really thank you because I love your podcast and I know you love music, and this is like, hello, it works out.
Yeah, it does. It's so
yeah, it does.
So I'm excited to get started, and let's see who's gonna go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I don't want to put our guest of honor on the spot.
It's cool.
So, guys, my song, believe it or not, I was like, what am I going to do? And, you know, we've been taking the time machine back. But actually, this one is pretty recent. This is a 2000s song. Or should I say a 2010s song? My song is Rather Be by Clean Bandit. This song was put out in 2014. I think everybody kind of knows this song because as soon as you hear like the intro, it's like, ooh, and you're like ready to sing. So what do you think of this song?
Well, I gotta say, with this song, of course I've heard it before. I would hear it in when I'd be in retail stores and the song would come right. in. And, you know, it's not that, like, I feel like it was so, it's, I don't know, like calming. I love the music video though, because it kind of gives you a story of this young lady, I guess, through her life and stuff and the things that she right. does creatively. And right. It's like kind of like, it was, I don't know. It's like what I've seen people say about it. Like the world was so innocent when this came, when the song came out.
Yes.
The video was released on YouTube on December 5th of 2013. And it was just like, I don't know. It was just so calming. It was just like, there was, I'm trying to figure out what's the best word to describe it, but I do like the song. The music video was really great. But what did you think, Ken?
Oh, I tried to refresh my memory. I tried to remember the song, but I think I know what the song is, though. I can't put my hands on it right now.
Okay, okay. But yeah, I don't know. So, guys, is it safe to say we will play the clip?
Yeah, let's play the clip. Let's hear your pipes.
We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have travel, land, and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
I have a question. Is there no place you'd rather be? So, what say you guys? The burning question, is this shower worthy or karaoke worthy? Angelica?
Well, for me, I got to say it's karaoke. It's definitely a great song to sing, especially when you get a slice of pizza downtown New York. Come on, because we got New Yorkers in the house. Yeah. you can take a bite of it and then kind of just skip away down on the street. I don't know what your street numbers are, but it's a great karaoke song. I like it. It's vibrant. It's so calming at the same time with the instrumental. Definitely yeah. a karaoke song.
What about you, Ken?
Okay, now that I heard the clip, the song definitely refreshed my memory. And I did hear the song a lot. It played at my job a lot. So I would definitely say karaoke song. You know, it's a happy, happy song. You could sing it along. Yeah, I definitely go with karaoke on this one.
Cool. And I definitely say, of course, it's a karaoke song for me. So that's 3 for karaoke on the first round. What? Yes. We're on to the next song.
Yeah. So I feel like I need to go next.
Okay.
Because I'm like dying inside. So of course, like I mentioned last week's episode, we got to put in a Backstreet Boys BSB song. And oh my gosh, the song is called Show Me the Meaning. Yes, I picked Show Me the Meaning because it kind of went with your song with Pink, but it's not the same song. It's different.
I was going to say, it's not the same. It's definitely not the same.
And for those who don't know, the Backstreet Boys was a 90s boy band. Oh my gosh. It was like every girl's favorite band. And of course, this was the era where a lot of boy bands were formed.
I was going to say that. We had a whole bunch of boy bands. There was, what? It was like you just picked one,
yeah.
And that was your favorite. But I don't know. Did it? It seemed like maybe there was a slight competition, but not quite.
I feel like there was because there was way too many boy bands. Like, okay, if we were to go a little bit back in time, we had Boys to Men. We had New Kids on the Block. We also had, I think it was Salt and Pepper. They were a girl band.
Yeah, NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Destiny's Child.
90 Degrees.
Yes, TLC. Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's so much to choose from. But what was cool about it, it's just like, it wasn't just one solo artist. It was a group of them. So when it's a group, you're kind of like, everybody does something. Everyone's giving a task of what to say, what to do. Everyone was so unique. And I can remember the crowd would go wild. I did not attend a Backstreet Boys concert, but no, I couldn't. I had no money. They're too expensive. Even to this day, I know they were set to go on tour. I think they just went on tour. I don't remember. But in the beginning of this year or last year, I think it was last year. I can't remember.
I think it was last year, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I couldn't, it's just the amount of money on tickets. And I was like, oh my God, is it worth it? Is it not? And then you start to think about priorities and, you know, how you're an adult and it's just like, do you want to spare the extra money? Like,
I know. It's like adulting.
It's adulting. That's the thing. So, this song, I really liked it. What did you guys think? Does it bring back any memories?
Of course. These are the hairbrush songs. These are the hairbrush microphone songs that, you know, you get with your friends and you're like making up dance moves and everything's good. What about you, Angelica?
I was listening to this when I was, in my teenage years, elementary. Right. Huge fan. Like, I loved every single band groupie of music. So it's just like, I really enjoyed it. It was just so innocent. It's not what it's like music today, even though some of them are trying to, but I don't know. You can never say, I'm never going to listen to the Backstreet Boys. You're always going to listen.
It's kind of like, okay, guys, if you are into BTS, this is way before BTS.
Yeah.
Before BTS was even a thought, these were the groups. These were, you knew their names. You had a crush on somebody. It was amazing. JT still had the curly hair. Yeah.
Ken, what did you think of the song?
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember this song. I did like the Backstreet Boy as a kid. Even though I was more of an NSYNC fan, but I did like Backstreet Boy, and I did like this song as well.
That's cool.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's time to play the clip.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
let's play it.
Yeah, let's play it. Let's play the clip.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe nights of light so soon become. Wild and free, I can feel the sun. Your every wish. Show me the meaning of being lonely. Is this the feeling that we could say this? This song, is it a shower karaoke song?
This song is super fun. Again, like you said, this is kind of like the whole Pink thing. So for me, this is definitely a karaoke song.
Ken, what do you think?
I would think this was kind of hard for me. I mean, it could go half and half. It could be a shower song and it could be a karaoke song, but I might go with karaoke. I could see myself singing a song like this in the karaoke bar.
Okay, cool. I like this. I need to write this in my notebook. Mr. Gentleman here is going to sing with me this song at a karaoke lounge. Remember that, witnesses.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be funny. We're going to have karaoke fans going. Remember, Mr. Gentleman, you said that you're going to sing with Angelica at a karaoke bar.
Dang, me and my big mouth.
Yeah, because when I head over to New York, I'm gonna be like, karaoke tonight, we gotta call Mr. Gentleman.
exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm gonna say definitely this is gonna be a karaoke song, because come on, like, It's just a Backstreet Boys song. And I find now when you hear Backstreet Boys song or it pops up on the radio, everyone just like stops for a moment and is like, oh my God, we got to sing this song because we grew up listening to it. So I'm going to say it's a karaoke song.
Yeah, definitely. So that is round two. We've got another set of all karaoke. Cool. So we are on to our guest of honor song. And I have to say, Ken, when you picked this song, I was like, oh my gosh, did he take us back? Did he take us back? And it's another 90s hit.
Yeah, kind of want to keep the scene, the 90s scene going.
And another boy band or guy group or, yes.
Yeah, one of my favorite groups, Boys to Men. So
I think it was everybody's favorite group, though.
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone that said they didn't like Boys to Men.
I agree.
I don't know of anybody that said, no, Boys to Men, not feeling. I don't know. Actually, I don't think I could have been friends with anybody in the 90s when they said they didn't like Boys to Men. So. So, yeah. So, what was the song you picked?
Motown Philly.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe that was their first song. I think that was their first song they came out with when they first came out.
Yeah, it was one of their first songs when they first came out. Yeah. And it was you. This was a song that you actually couldn't run away from.
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere. It was literally everywhere. So you could not run away from the song, but you didn't want to. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Also, side note, I played the song on my first episode of season two. So it was my first old school song of the day for season two. So just a little fun fact.
Uh-oh, he's bringing back the nostalgia. So what did you think of the song, Angelica?
Well, my gosh, I've never seen the music video, but I did hear the song so many times back in the day. It was always in those like nights during college where they'll play playbacks and you would hear the song and it just brings up everybody else. Like it was awesome. Like, oh my God, it just brought back so many memories. And of course, I have to say that New Kids on the Block just released a house party song. It's called House Party, and the featured artists are Boys to Men, Jordan Sparks, Big Freda, Naughty by Nature. So I was just like, it's amazing to see that these artists back in the day, I know they all got together, and when I hear them, it's like, especially Donnie Wahlberg, who loves to bring artists from back in the day together. He really brings the artists back in the day. And they either opened for Boys to Men or vice versa. They always work together and just bring back that music because, you know, it was so fun and it's like happy. There's nothing like what it is today, and sometimes what it is today kind of just like, oh man, like really, especially when you really read the lyrics, and besides the beat being so good and then you read the lyrics, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know about this. But I really enjoyed it, and then when I saw the music video, I was just like, oh my God, like this, like you mentioned, Ken, like must have been their first one of their first hits, right?
Yeah.
A lot of dancing. It was just like your typical boy band, like, you know, dances, choreograph, everyone in sync. Like, it was just, I loved it. It kind of, and what it was back in the day, like, we always talk about cinematography and how some of these artists tend to kind of go like, how do we make this over the top? How can we, you know, break the boundaries with music videos? But it was just, it's such a classic. I really enjoyed it. And guess what? The music video is like 4 minutes long. And it was a good 4 minutes and bring you back memories how things were like back in the day.
Yeah. So is it safe to say we'll play the clip, guys?
Let's play it.
Yeah, let's play the clip.
Motown Philly back again. Doing a little East Coast swing.
boys and men going on. Not too hard and not too strong.
Motel Philly back again. Oh, no, 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 swing. You know, this little something.
I see. You're not doing too bad over there. What's going on?
I like this.
that was a little something.
Well, I love that. You gave us a little preview of what Mr. Gentleman is all about.
Yeah, I try.
So, all right. Guys, what do you say? Is this shower worthy or karaoke worthy?
For me, I'm gonna say karaoke. I remember a time when me and my friends, we was in the car, and then the song came on, we started singing it. And I believe that if we could sing in the car, I believe we could sing in the karaoke bar. So I'm gonna say karaoke.
Oh, nice. Ooh, road trip karaoke.
It's funny, it was kind of like a road trip. It was like a road trip to AC, but yeah.
Hey, it works. So, Angelica?
I gotta say, of course, this is a karaoke song. It's so iconic. Like, come on.
I know. It's like, yes. And I definitely feel that this is a karaoke song. So, yeah, all three songs, all karaoke songs. Oh, my goodness.
I think this was pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And guys, let us know what you think. Let us know if you believe that all these songs are karaoke, if you don't think they are, if you think they're shower worthy, or even something in between.
For sure. And we are so happy to have Mr. Gentleman, aka, well, I think I said that the wrong way. We're so happy to have Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman from the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. What was your experience with the shower karaoke? And I wanted to ask you, what was the one thing that you liked about it?
Well, you know, I enjoyed myself. Thank y'all for having me on the show. And, you know, I always tune into y'all's show, so I always enjoyed it. So for me to be on it is a total different feeling than listening to it. But, you know, happy to be here, and I thank y'all for having me on, and keep doing your thing. You know, I'll be continue to tune in, you know.
Aww.
Thank you.
Oh, that's God. So sweet of you.
I know. He's got me blushing. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh, but we definitely would like to have you back if you've got another song and you can guest host with us.
Yeah, I'd definitely be back.
Yay. Love it. Well, I do want to share the polls. I know we missed a couple polls from the last couple episodes, but
yeah, we did.
I want to inform everybody of how the polls went for last week's episode. So I just can't get enough. 100% voted for karaoke. Cindy Lauper, True Colors, 100% shower. And Ken from Not at Odds podcast, his song request was Jenny, 83% karaoke and 17% shower.
Cool.
So guys, don't forget to head over either Spotify or iTunes and look for Shower Karaoke. You'll see our podcast cover on there, and you guys can skim through all the songs that's already been played onto the episode. And it's such a great random of songs on there. And we are so grateful to have all of you guys tuning in again on this week's episode. And thank you, Mr. Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'll definitely be back.
Great. I can't wait.
I'm excited.
I really can't wait. I'm like, yay. So guys, is it safe to say we can wrap this thing up?
Let's wrap it up.
So guys, as always, be good to yourselves. and be good to each other.
And that's all we have for now.
Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Cynthia with Our Collaboration Station.
Hi, I'm Lakita from the Queen and Me podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman from the Gentleman Like a Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Molly from the Exposé Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jerry Wicker, host of the Savvy Beach Bums Podcast.
And you're listening to Shower or Karaoke
with Angelica and the Coupon Queen.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Shower or Karaoke with Coupon Queenpin from CQP Moments Podcast and Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything with Me.
So guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and make sure that you are checking out the Mr. Gentleman podcast with Ken. So, as always, guys, remember, you can choose a song and let us know what you want to hear, and we'll make it happen. And don't forget to let us know whether you think that the songs that we did this week are shower-worthy or karaoke-worthy. But as always, guys, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and happy shopping.